Off the ball
on News Talk.
In association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.
You're welcome back. So it's that time of the year. The clocks are changing, which means we must be in the heart of the club championship season. There's some big games coming up this weekend, including the Ulster Club Championship, where the Donegal champions Kilcar will take on Scotstown of Monaghan on Sunday afternoon. Earlier today, one of Kilcar's heroes, Ryan McHugh, joined us on the line, and I started by asking him how the team celebrated at the weekend.
Yeah, it was very good to us, Nathan. You know, I suppose it was a long time waiting for Kilcar to win a county championship for us, and the scenes afterwards on the pitch and when we came back into the town with the cup was just phenomenal, and they're scenes that'll live with me for the rest of my life.
And you left it at that?
We did, surely. Nah, listen, we enjoyed it. You know, the town went crazy for a while. You know, it'd be a big GA town, Kilcar sort of was, and we had a great night Sunday night and into the early hours of Monday, so we did, but it was great, you know, just great to see so many faces out and about and seeing people that you mightn't have seen for a while because they were home for the match.
Excuse my ignorance, where exactly is Kilcar?
Kilcar, it's southwest Donegal. It's situated in between Killybegs and Glenconkill. It's just a small wee parish. There's about 900 of a population, but everybody knows everybody and gets on well, so it's a great wee town.
I asked one of our Donegal colleagues exactly where Kilcar was, and he said, well, if you've gone and you see a sign for Kilcar, you've probably gone a little bit too far.
Yes, that's probably right.
So the main story that came out of the game was probably the reaction when people saw the scoreline. You beat Naomh Connell by 7-4, and once again, I see you're killing football.
Yeah, you know, I think we're getting used to that up in Donegal at the minute, so we are being branded like that there. You know, I think it was a wee bit over exaggerated. You know, you don't get me wrong, it wasn't a great spectacle, and don't get me wrong, you'd like to go out every day you play football and perform the best you can and win with the most fashion you can, but I'm afraid football doesn't work like that all the time. You know, I said during the week that the two clubs, Kilcar and Naomh Connell, played each other last year, and the scoreline finished 5-10 to 1-11. And actually, the year before that, we played each other as well, and Naomh Connell hammered us. So we normally produce big, high-scoring games, you know. And I think just people read into the final too much. I think people were expecting such a good match, you know. They got extremely disappointed, I suppose. But that was the way everyone was expecting, because we're known as two attacking teams. But I think it was read into it a wee bit. You know, there was a lot of pressure on all the players, both players of Kilcar and Naomh Connell, and a lot of nerves, I suppose, which just added to the occasion.
Like a lot of the smaller provincial clubs, it's a very family-orientated team. Yourself and Mark both on the side. You've got your cousin Owen involved as well. Your dad Martin is involved. Martin is involved behind the scenes. You've got the McBeardys. You've got Paddy and Stephen in there as well. Is it a very close-knit group?
Yeah, it is. You know, there's a lot of families. If you go through the teams, there's the McHughes, there's the McBeardys. Everyone will know, you know, but there's also there's the Shovelins, there's the McGinleys, there's lots of other families. You know, Kilcar, as I said before, you know, it's a small, very small community. You know, everybody knows everybody. Sometimes that can be good, sometimes it can be bad. But you know, I think Kilcar use it to their advantage. To be fair, you know, we everyone gets on very well together, and I suppose it's an old cliche, but on every team you're on, the person, no matter if he's your brother or you're not, you're going to act like he's your brother standing beside you. So we get on very well, you know. So I think that helps us in the long run.
When you look at the talent with yourself and Mark, and when you look at Paddy McBeardy and in the one club side, it's no great surprise in some ways to see achieving this sort of success. But then you look at 1993, and it's 24 years since the last senior title. Has this been building over recent seasons, getting to this level?
I suppose, you know, I do believe that no matter how much talent you have, you know, you still need to go out and perform on any given day. And I suppose to win a championship, no matter what county you're in, you need to perform over a number of days. You know, I think you won the county championship on merit. You know, and the last 24 years, Kilcar just haven't been good enough and come up short. And you've to take that in the chin this year. You know, we got it right in the end up, so we did. But yeah, you know, we've some great players who do. But that means nothing, you know, unless you go out and perform on the day. You know, you can look great in paper, but a lot of teams have looked great in paper and haven't performed. Kilcar, to be fair, the last number of years have put a lot of work into underage. You know, we've had underage success, to be fair. We've won a couple of minors and a couple of under 21s, which I suppose helped, and been building towards senior all throughout the years.
So you're into the Ulster Club Championship now, taking on Scotstown from Monaghan this weekend.
I was amazed looking at the statistics and the record books of Donegal sides in the Ulster Club Championship. Like, quite frankly, the record is horrendous. It's over 40 years since the one and only Donegal side won a club, provincial club title. What's the issue been when you get to this stage?
Yeah, you know, I suppose it's hard to know. I think the last team to win it actually was an amalgamation, you know, of it was St. Joseph's, which would have been Bundoran and Ballyshannon.
Right.
You know, that was the last Donegal team to win it. So no real Donegal team have won it as a club on their own, you know, which is from a Donegal point of view, is extremely disappointing, you know. Supposed to be fair to Niamh Connell and to Glenn Swilly, the last number of years they've come out of Donegal, they've actually got to Ulster Finals, which is an achievement in itself. But I suppose from a Donegal point of view, it's extremely disappointing not to say that we've won an Ulster club, you know. To put a finger on it, I'm not quite sure, to be honest with you, you know. From a Kilcare point of view, going out this weekend against Scotstown is complete new territory to every single player in the team, not just the club players, you know, the county players as well. It's new territory, so we're looking forward to it. You know, we're going to give it our best shot. You know, we know we're going to be up against an extremely talented Scotstown team, you know, who've had the experiences of being in an Ulster club. But we're really looking forward to the match. You know, we're going to give it our best shot and try perform in the day. And we believe if we do that, we can be a match for anybody.
Kieran Murphy had an interesting article in the Irish Times last week about the club championship. I think he was focusing on Mayo and how Ballintubber had been forced into playing two games in the space of a week, and they were going up against Castlebar Mitchells in the final, and how for Ballintubber, winning the county title was everything, whereas for Castlebar Mitchells, they're one of that handful really of clubs within the country that can look at a greater goal, that they can start thinking about winning All-Ireland club championships.
Mm-hmm.
From a Kilcare point of view, is the county championship everything? Is this just bonus territory? Or do you sit down and did you regroup and think, all right, maybe we can end that hoodoo for Donegal teams. Maybe we do have the ability to go and win an Ulster title.
I suppose, you know, it's a good question, I suppose, but it's a strange one. You know, I suppose at the start of the year, since it's been so long, you know, our whole focus was on the county championship, you know, and taking it one game at a time, I suppose. We had a tough group at the start of the year. It was just a matter of trying to get out of that at the start and then taking it one game at a time when we got into the knockout stages. But now that you're there, you know, you're going to give it everything, you know. In 93, I suppose, Kilcare wouldn't have thought it would have took 24 years to get back to Ulster, you know. So we can't take the risk that it's going to take another 24 years. So we have to give it everything we have, you know. And I do believe we're there on merit, you know. And I believe if we perform, we're a match for any team. So we're going to give it a go. We've prepared well, you know, to be fair. Don't get me wrong, the lads celebrated and enjoyed their victory. But we were back training on Wednesday night and we got back down and got our teeth into Scotstown. So we're looking forward to the match and hopefully it'll go right down the day for us.
You have some close acquaintances on the Scotstown team. Kieran Hughes, you lived with him for a while?
I did, surely, yeah. I lived with Kieran in Belfast up in college and also the university there. And 2 years ago, so it is now actually, 2 years ago. So it was, yeah, Kieran's a great lad, we got on well, so did, you know. Patrick McBerty, actually lived with him the year before that, and I was actually in class with Rory Began as well, so there's a lot of connections to the two clubs. But you know, it's great, we get on well, but as I said during the week, the friendships love to go out the window on Sunday.
Yeah, I think he was saying about maybe might stay down after the game on Sunday night. I was thinking from his point of view, obviously that's a negative thought, that he's thinking we'll be able to go on the beer on Sunday night.
Well, I suppose it's a bank holiday again, so you wouldn't. You know, it's a four. I would say, listen, any team, whoever gets over the line, both teams, you know, we'll go out Sunday night to do. I think I always believe in Gaelic football that you have to enjoy your victories. You know that they don't come around too often, so they don't. You have to enjoy your victories. You do. But listen, from our point of view, we're not looking past Scotland and out or not. So we'll get over the game and we'll decide what we're doing then for the night after that.
Yeah, no matter what happens now, you're going to be able to look back on 2017 as a success, regardless of the way the championship went with Donegal. Do you feel like that? Do you feel, yeah, 2017, I really have gone and achieved something?
I suppose, yeah, from a club point of view, I definitely believe that. You know, as I said, I think I like to try separate club and county as much as I can. You know, don't try not let them overlap. You know, when you're with your club, you're with your club, and when you're with your county, you're with your county. So from a club point of view, it definitely has been hugely successful. You know, we won the championship and we actually won the league there just last weekend as well. So hugely successful, I should say. Listen, we're going to try our best to go one more, you know,
yeah,
and give Ulster a rattle. Not looking past Scotstown this weekend. It's going to be a huge match. But as I said, we're really looking forward to it. I suppose from a Donegal point of view, you'd have to say it was a disappointing year the way it ended.
Just on that, separating and being able to separate club and county, and maybe this is an impossible question to answer, but because you've such a strong representation and so many of the important Donegal county players are part of this Kilcare team, if the summer had been more successful for Donegal, do you believe Kilcar would have been able to have been as successful in the club championship?
I suppose it's a hard one to tell, you know. I suppose we'll never know now.
Did you get more training in this year than you did in previous years?
Yeah, you do. I suppose it's hard to know, you know. I suppose from a county point of view, you want to go as far as you can, you know. You want to try one in the Ireland, so you do, but... From I suppose from a club point of view, you want to be back as well. It is a tough one. So it is, you know. To be fair to the boys in Kilcar and to the whole management team, you know, they never ask too much of all the county players and never have done down through the years. You know, they're great. They always support us. They go to all the matches and everything, and they always wish us well. You know, they never ask too much of us. You know, and they know when the county team do go out that the boys will give everything they have towards the club, which I suppose is the main thing and all they can ask from. You know, Kilcar I suppose like to think they're a small, fast team who would rather a harder ground maybe during the summer, but that's just the way. Listen, if you're going to win a county championship, the way football is now, it's going to be played in October, November, so you have to get used to the heavier pitches.
Yeah. You have a new manager with the Donegal senior team. Declan Bonner has come in and replaced Rory Gallagher. I know you're pretty much ensconced with the club side at the moment, but has he managed to get everybody together yet to sort of lay out his master plan?
I suppose, yeah, he's been in contact with most of the people, I'd say, you know. From my own point of view and from the Kilcar boys' point of view, to be fair, we haven't really thought too much about it. You know, we're giving everything we have towards Kilcar just at this time of year and see how long that takes us. You know, looking forward to the year ahead, so we are, you know. I suppose, as I said, from last year's point of view, disappointing the way it ended, but that's football, you know. You just have to look ahead. You're fortunate enough, there's normally another day in football, so there is. So you just have to look ahead and get ready. As I said, I'm not really looking too much into the county at this point, at this stage in the year, but looking forward to it when we do get back and looking forward to working with Declan and his backroom team.
Yeah, not for the first time. It'll be an early start as well in that preliminary round against Cavan. It's a long way away, and you look at the draw now and you see Armagh, Tyrone, Monaghan on one side and Donegal are on the other. It will be seen in some ways as being on the easier side of the draw, though you do have to start on the preliminary round. Like, it's a long way from Super 8s and that side of next summer. I was interested when we were talking before the All-Ireland final, we were at an event down in the Aviva Stadium, and it was interesting to hear you talk about Dublin and Dublin's dominance, and as a current intercounty player, how you go about bridging that gap and just how difficult it is, and essentially you need Dublin to have a real off day for the vast majority of teams to catch them. How long a process do you think it is for Donegal to get back to the level that they were under Jim McGuinness when you were able to topple Dublin?
I suppose, you know, it's suppose it's looking very far away at the minute, you know, but that's a challenge, I suppose, to Donegal and to every other team in Ireland at the minute, you know, is to try and bridge that gap between Dublin and the rest. You know, it's hard to see Dublin slowing down, so I suppose it's up to the rest to try to play catch up, I suppose, you know. It's not going to be easy, you know. They're a phenomenal team. From my point of view, you know, I can only comment on what I've seen. I believe the best Gaelic football team I've ever seen. You know, I can't comment on the great Kerry teams and these teams way back in the 70s and 80s and stuff, but in my opinion, they're the best football team ever to play the game. But Dublin have set the bar at that level. You can't blame them, so you can't. You know, they've went and done it. It's up to everyone else in Ireland to try and bridge the gap.
Is it? I don't know. Depression isn't the right word, but is it depressing? Is it frustrating that you're part of a county that has won an All Ireland within the last 5 years, and even you're starting this season and thinking, oh, these boys are a long, long way ahead of everybody else.
I suppose, you know. I don't know if depressing the right word, you know. I suppose you need to enjoy your football. You need to enjoy your football every day you go out, but yeah, I suppose it's worrying maybe, you know, or scary, I suppose, maybe the word, you know, when you're looking at these boys and they're winning all Ireland and Leinster's nearly at their ease, you know. It's hard to see teams catching them, you know. I suppose Mayo ran them the closest last year, you know. I think Mayo have the capabilities of actually playing them because they're fit to match them powerfully. I suppose that's a challenge to everybody else in Ireland to build themselves up, I suppose, and to become more physically stronger and to try match Dublin, you know. It's extremely difficult to answer, you know.
Yeah, is it noticeable when you... So you'll have played them in league games, and is it noticeable how much physically stronger they are, how far they are ahead in the conditioning side of things?
Well, I suppose I can only talk from a Donegal point of view, you know, but... Yeah, I suppose it is, you know. They're extremely, extremely, extremely good in the tackle, so they are, you know, and even on the ball and off the ball, they're just... extremely powerful men, you know, and they're big men. You know, you mightn't see it when you're watching TV, but when you're standing beside them and running after them, they're big brutes of men, so they are, you know. But they've done the work, you know. You have to give them credit. You have to pat them on the back. They've put in the hours in the gym and on the training field, and other teams have to do that as well.
By and large, it's been a very good couple of weeks for you with the county championship, but there's also been a lot of sadness, I know, in Donegal sport, not just in Gaelic football. Shay Given as well, talking about his good friend Pat Shovlin, who passed away earlier this week, just 41 years of age. Would you have spent much time with him?
Yeah, I suppose it was extremely sad. So it was, you know. Pat was a great man, so he was. When I came into the Donegal panel first in 2013, he was involved that year, and 2014, so he was, you know. And to be fair to him, he welcomed myself and everybody else in with open arms. You know, he was a great man, so he was. You know, he always had a smile on his face. Nobody would ever have a bad word to say about Pat, so he was. And it was extremely sad what happened. So it was, you know. Everybody was up at the wake and funeral during the week there, and it was just devastating. So it was. Everybody, as I said, everybody that knew Pat had a great word to say about him. He was a great man to have about a panel, so he was, because he was so much crack, you know. He always had a smile on his face and something funny to say and cheered everybody up. So it's extremely, extremely sad what happened, you know. I suppose condolences to his close family and friends, you know. It's extremely tough, you know. It's really, all I can say is it's extremely tough on the county as a whole, because everybody loved Pat.
Yeah, it certainly seemed that way. So you're on Sunday, Scotstown. Thursday night around Kilcar, what's the general plan? Are you in training?
No, it's not training tonight. Actually, we'll go for a wee kickabout tomorrow night probably, and loosen up the legs a wee bit. No, listen, we're really looking forward to it. You know, the town is on a high at the minute, you know, after the championship and league victory. So they are. So everybody's in a great humour. Everybody wants to talk about football, which is great to see. You know, as I said, Kilcar is a great GA parish the way it is. But just to see people out there with smiles on their faces, you're walking down the street on your lunch and everyone has a smile on their face and wants to talk to you and wants to talk about football and wants to see how you're fixed for the weekend. So it's great. We're really, from a team point of view, we're really, really looking forward to this match. You know I keep saying that, but we actually are. We've never experienced it before. You know, the pressure's off a wee bit. People put a lot of pressure on Kilcar to say that they should be winning county championships. So they should, you know. So the pressure's off Kilcar now, and hopefully we can go out and express ourselves this weekend and put in the performance that we know that will be needed to put it up to Scotstown.
Well, very best of luck with it, Ryan. Thanks a lot for taking the call.
Nathan, thank you.
Off the Ball on Newstalk,
in association with the Air Sport app, allowing you to cast your favourite sporting action from your tablet or mobile phone straight to your TV.